Not to be rude, but is there going to be any content now? The content now is going to be watching me flounder. Trump hit Karg Island. What? Proof? Trump is saying we struck Karg Island. Well, war's back on, boys. Moments ago, at my direction, the U.S. Central Command executed one of the most powerful bombing raids in the history of the Middle East and totally obliterated every military target in Iran's crown jewel, Karg Island. Our weapons are the most powerful and sophisticated the world's ever known. But for reasons of decency, I have chosen not to wipe out the oil infrastructure on the island. Oh, how nice. However, should Iran or anyone else do anything to interfere with the free and safe passage of ships at the Strait of Hormuz, I will immediately reconsider this decision. During my first term, and currently, I rebuilt our military into the most lethal and powerful... Yeah, okay. Rambling. It's the weave from then on. What do you think the odds are this is just him softening the ground for a ground invasion? Like, what's the point of just taking out the military infrastructure on Karg Island? Live UA map. Iran. Yeah, the Marines are already on their way, but they're going to take a while to get there. Live UA map hasn't even updated the strike. It was that recent. So we didn't strike the oil depots. We must have struck this. Yet, I have a hard time believing that this is going to change anything. Iran's probably understood they were going to lose this island since the beginning of the war. Like, in what world would Iran commit to shutting down the strait? But then they're like, yeah, that was a hard line for us, the island of Karg. You know, like, obviously they knew this was up on the table. Did he spare the oil depots because he intends to take them? Well, also, if he lit these ablaze, it would probably make it impossible to invade the island. Like, lighting this much oil on fire would basically light the island on fire, you know? Like, it would... I'm not saying it would literally be the whole island on fire, but you probably wouldn't even be able to breathe. Like, the just black... haze of smoke. They would make it like very difficult ground to invade. Polymarket just doubled the probability for an invasion after the news broke. Nice. Ha! No kidding. It would be about one half the island. Let me check something. Volume of oil stored at Karg Island. A current level of storage estimated at around, holy shit, 18 million barrels. Okay, 18 million barrels of oil being lit on fire at the same time. What would that even look like? How big was the refinery that got struck at Tehran? Hold on, Tehran oil refinery volume. Okay, what was the name of the refinery? Which one was struck? Agdisai Depot. Agdasi Depot and Shiran Depot. Let me see what the storage capacity was. Let me see what the storage capacity storage volume in barrels. Not known. No specific information. Damn it. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's reasonable to assume that if these are struck, it will cause the largest black oil cloud haze yet ever? No. What about Kuwait? In a single area, I can't really imagine all that being lit on fire all at once. It would be up there for sure. In a single area since Kuwait, but even with the Kuwait oil fields, like we were talking the fields themselves that burn, not the depots. I don't know what the largest oil fire in history. Hopefully that gets me what I want. The Deepwater Horizon oil spill. The Deepwater Horizon oil spill was only 5 million barrels spilled in total. That's 1/4 of what's estimated to be here. And it would all be at once. Would that be enough to make it explode? Maybe. I don't know. Largest oil fire, Kuwait. Because that's what we're competing with. Okay, according to some estimates, the resulting fires burned 4 to 6 million barrels of crude oil per day. Yeah, it's tough to make a comparison because that's across the entire... like all these oil fields, all of these extraction points, whereas now it's all gathered in one area. It's possible that hitting the oil stored here at Karg could like make this whole area. I mean, we're talking about like a fallout radius, basically, like a nuclear weapon. The amount of toxic particles in the air could blanket the Gulf, which would only make it worse to navigate. And obviously, it would kill a lot of Iranian civilians. Also, goodbye, Persian Gulf. Yeah, and what happens if the oil spills out into the Gulf? 20 million barrels of oil, even if only a portion of it remains unburned, could cover like a huge. All I'm going to say is Karg Island was probably one of the obvious easy targets at the beginning of the war for Iraq, for Israel and America, and the reason they didn't hit it was probably for the reasons we're talking about right now. Like the reason they didn't just do that day one, and it would be a very easy hit. Look at it, man. It's such an easy target. The reason it didn't happen right away was because they were like, maybe it would be bad to let loose like a nuclear fallout level of toxicity into the Gulf that the world relies on for oil trade. Which is probably why we want to do a ground invasion. If we did a ground invasion, we could seize the island without blowing up the depots. We might blow them up anyway because we're stupid and evil. But do you think there's a chance that Iran strikes their own depot if they think they can't hold the island otherwise? Because on one hand, that's so suicidal from their perspective. But on the other hand, once America takes the island, if bombing the depot is not on the table, what do? You know what I mean? Like, what do they do? Like, what? It's not like they can reclaim it, not with conventional ground forces. Is it that suicidal? It's very suicidal. Yeah, this would knock out basically all Iranian oil exports. Like it would, like that is their main revenue stream, and it would completely eliminate it. Would really depend on how desperate the situation is. The conflict over this island could close the strait on its own, or the Gulf, I guess. It's not really close to the strait, but it could close the interior of the Gulf on its own. Just this one little island. Do you think there's a possibility of Iran holding it conventionally? You have to think, let me think here, okay? So Iran has been preparing for this for decades. They always knew that that there was a potential for this, and they always knew this was like the linchpin of their economy. It makes sense to assume that they have a fuck ton of like tunnels, troops, traps, everything here. Like it would not at all surprise me if this island was a fortress. And it's possible they could hold off an amphibious invasion, maybe. 'Cause like if they're not def if they have a lot of ground troops, man, if they're not defending here, then where are they defending? But then again, we wouldn't know if they had troops here. We have satellite coverage of the area, and it's not like they're going to be able to last second bring in like 20,000 men via plane and boat. Like they would have to have already been there. Maybe they've been trying to get people here, but we don't know. Is Iran really dependent on oil exports? Yes. Very, very much so. Iran has still been able to move oil out of the strait, like heading over to China. I wonder if they've been covertly moving troops over here with vessels that don't have their transponders on. You know? Like, I wonder, it's a pretty quick trip. I wonder if they like quietly just transferring like this boat had 100 men, this boat had 100 men, and like they've just been beefing up the garrison because they can't do it with like an open air incursion. There's not enough room on the island for anything more than 600 troops. That's definitely not true. They could fit people here if they wanted to. I guarantee you they have tunnels. There is no way. If they don't have fortifications in this on this island, the linchpin of their entire economy, then I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I'm sorry if I'm doing like an armchair general thing, but like I don't know what they're doing if they're not getting ready for this. They don't need troops. The island's so close they can blanket artillery it. But if they blanket artillery it, they'll probably hit the depots. If that's what they, if this turns into like a shelling war, there go the depots. The island goes up in flames anyway. If they want to hold the island, they need to have troops there. This wouldn't be the only oil depot Iran has. It doesn't matter. This is the one they use to export. This is the one they have to use as a depot to move out through the strait. It's like this is the linchpin. What if they have an undersea tunnel? Not impossible. The Gulf is, if I remember correctly, pretty shallow on average along the Iranian coastline, but I wouldn't bet on it. That seems unlikely to me. This would be like a 10-mile undersea tunnel. That would be, I mean, it's not impossible, but I don't think so. I think we'd know about it if they did. It'd be really tough for them to hide the construction equipment that it would take to on one end. There has to be a pipe for the oil, though, right? No, the oil's transferred via ship. What does the terrain look like there? Hold on. We are monitoring the situation. I'm sorry. I don't want to come across armchair generally. It's just like, this is a very big deal. Could they have moved the oil since the beginning of the war? 20 million barrels worth of it? No. They've had a couple of tankers make it out for trade with China, but no, there's no way they could have depleted its contents and moved it inland. Well, they might have been able to do it with a portion. It's possible that anticipating this, they have taken ships in and started moving the oil into more like dissipated depots around the country. It's possible, but I doubt they could have done it for everything, for the whole supply. They've moved 11 million barrels of oil from Karg Island. So you're saying they've already removed about half of their starting amount? They sold it rather, yeah. They were just holding that? I would like to read more about that. I would like to read more about that because that does change the man, it's such a small island. Look at this. You can see individual trees. You could walk from one end to the other. Karg Island normally holds 4.46 billion liters, and the volume from the Tehran depot file was only 260 million. So this would be more than 10 times as bad. Sheesh. They have definitely not moved all of the oil out, but yeah, this would be like a small nuke in the middle of the Gulf, I guess, in terms of like regional damage. I just don't believe the Iranian economy that's been under sanction for 40 or so years is so dependent on exports. Sanctions from America. They still sell to China. You just Google it. I don't know why you can Google like Iran's economy or like oil sales to China. You know, I mean, I'm just, China needs the oil. We don't have to fight. This looks like military facilities. Here's civilian, I'm guessing. Partly civilian. Somebody earlier said 17,000 people live here. There's no way that's true. 17,000 people on this island? That can't be true. I know this is dense residential, but like most of this is empty. I thought 10,000? Even 10,000 feels like a stretch. Like it's very small. Look at this. At this point right here, where my mouse is, this right here, this is half a mile width. It's very, very, that sounds right? Okay, maybe. I don't know, maybe. Very small, very densely populated. The 2016 census recorded 8,200 residents. Wiki says around 8K. Okay. So it's confirmed. So it's confirmed. They have to have tunnels here, man. Not very hilly terrain. I live in a small town in Italy of 20K. It's denser than the city. Okay, that's right. I'm an American, sorry. My perspective is limited. My brain is limited as well. They have a cinema, medical clinic, government office. Of course they have that. A mosque? Well, that's obvious. Yeah. Do you think we would do something with Karg tonight with the markets closing? But our Marines aren't going to arrive for a little while. Like we pulled those that recent ship, the 5,000 sailors and Marines, we pulled that from Japan or from the area. It's going to take a while before they get here. There's no way we're doing an amphibious landing tonight after the markets closed. No, but a shelling perhaps? Yeah, but a shelling might blow up the depots. I mean, it's irrelevant because it's not like they can get ships in anyway, right? Like no one wants to run ships through the potentially mined Strait of Hormuz right there. So I don't know. Like they might risk paratroopers. That would be insane if they did a pair. Like so far, all of our casualties have been like we have plane shot down, maybe it collided, or they strike our bases. But like you realize there'd be video of that, right? Like we would have shaky ground camera, Android footage from Iranian civilians on the island of Karg, like, dude, and you'd see a bunch of American paratroopers getting shot out of the air. Most US Marines in Japan are in Okinawa. There are no ports there. I'm just like, you can't do it. Would have to be an amphibious landing. So if it was going to happen, we'd have lots of warning beforehand because we'd see the ships, like we'd see them staging for it. They can't do an air invasion. What airport are they going to use? This one? This one little strip? Like beep beep, like they would be shot out of the air as they tried to land. You'd have is it like So they have to do an amphibious landing if they're going to attack the island. Helicopters are such a damn. The only reason we were able to use helicopters in Venezuela was because we had secured an agreement from the generals beforehand to not shoot them down. Like shooting down helicopters is crazy easy. Iran has that tech, Just like that's the you they would just poke out of like a little apartment building and fire. It'd be I'm overstating the case a little bit, but I'm just saying like it's not easy. It's not easy. How are they going to do an amphibious landing if the strait's supposedly mined? I don't know. I don't understand what the game plan is here. Okay. What ships do we have in the Gulf already that are already in ships in Gulf USN? Like what? Let me see. Littoral combat ship USS Canberra, Santa Barbara, and the USS Tulsa, based in Bahrain. Yeah, like the ships. The ships we have right now are basically just docked at our allies' ports. Like here, right, Manama, I think. Commander to attach the Fifth Fleet in the front of the Gulf. The U.S. Fifth Fleet. Do we have any ships in the region that could be used to stage an amphibious assault? Like, what if they sent them? What if we landed our Marines in Bahrain and then moved out from there? Is there. Do we have any ships that can be used for an amphibious landing in the region? I'm genuinely asking. I don't know. The littoral combat ships are what they use for amphibious assaults? Are they? Hold on. Littoral combat ships. Fast, agile U.S. Navy surface command of not shallow coastal or littoral operations counter asymmetric. Can they do landings? I guess anything can do landings if you try hard enough. This is a sick ship. Sorry, let me be more clear. The shape of this boat makes my brain happy. There we go. There's shit. Those were complete failures. Okay. There are two carrier strike groups. Yeah, but the carrier strike groups, they're made up of what? They're made you've got your frigates and you've got your the main one, you've got the destroyers. What can be used for an amphibious landing? Like for an amphibious landing, you need a specific kind of ship. It needs to be able to go into it needs to land. You need like a very shallow you can go into very shallow waters and you have a very large storage capacity and everyone can run out. Literally littoral. So this is it? Does anyone have a link to every ship we currently have in the Persian Gulf? Like all ships currently deployed? Is there like a wiki article on that? Yeah, this is what I'm. When I imagine amphibious assault ship, I think of one of these big blocky ones that like get really close and then unload. Roughly nine destroyers and three littoral combat ships, the USS Canberra, the USS Santa Barbara, and the USS Tulsa are operating in the Fifth Fleet. Can they do landings? USS Canberra, LCS 30. Littoral combat ship, coastal. coastal security missions. It does look like it can. Like, just looking at the boat, it looks like it could be used in that capacity. See? This is such a tiny ship. We only have a three of these LCS ship. We can't do an amphibious landing with this. How many people could you fit in here? This is like a little, this is like a Japanese pickup truck. Beep beep. It'd probably be a bunch of them, but we only have a few in the Gulf. You're thinking of these? Yeah, like landing ships. Sorry, the reason that I'm being particular about this is because it seems like, with regard to the island, there are only two things the United States can do. One of which is we just shell it and we blow it up and we cause an unimaginable economic and environmental catastrophe, and we flood, we just light all that, we glass the island, which we could do if we wanted to. And the other one is that we invade. And we know for a fact that ground forces deployed to Karg Island has been something that's on the table. The problem is, there's no way to do an air invasion of this island. There is one landing strip, and it sucks. You would be like fucking if assuming our planes could even land here, if they're graded for that size of landing aircraft, they would be sitting ducks. They would be shot on the ground. They would have been obliterated as soon as they landed. Like, the ships would land, they would come to a screeching halt, and then dudes would fire rockets at it, and that would be that, you know? And the other option from the air is paratroopers, and I don't think they're going to do that because that'd be fucking insane. Which means that if we are going to do an invasion of the island, it has to be by the sea. And if we're going to do it by the sea, you need the right ships, because you can't do a sea invasion without the right ships. You need the amphibious landing ships. You need something that can get up close and deploy a bunch of people and equipment very, very quickly. You can't just, like, float an aircraft carrier up 100 feet from the shore and then have guys jump off the top, you know? The airport has obstruction on it to prevent landing. Literally, all Iran would have to do in anticipation of an air landing is throw a bunch of obstructions on the field. Literally, they could just drive a bunch of cheap Toyota pickup trucks onto this and just line the whole thing with it, and they wouldn't be, you can't land then. You can't land. That's it. There's nothing. As a USMC vet, I can tell you your analysis is wrong here. Are you trolling? I feel like I'm correct here. I feel like I'm on the money. I'm only talking about, like, what if they're assuming their goal is to put troops on the ground in Karg Island, which is what we're talking about right now. If they decide to do that, they can either do it by sea or by air, and I don't think air is viable, so I think they have to do it by sea. But if you have, like, a rebuttal or any, like, like, counter info, I'd like to hear about it. They could do a helicopter assault. I don't think that'd be smart, because in between now and Vietnam, we've invented extremely effective, robust anti-helicopter, like, handheld technology, right? I don't know if they're still called Stinger missiles or if that's kind of an outdated, like, it's a different class or a different term, but, like, Iran has those. Like, Iran has, like, just one guy, cheap little missile, kaboom, and then you're down a helicopter, plus everyone that was on that helicopter. Man pads would be the new version. Man pad. Okay, got you. Man pad. I love a man pad, you know. Like, when was the last time we did a big helicopter assault against a well-stationed military? You know? The whole point, like, back in Vietnam, they didn't have man pads. And, like, you know, with Venezuela, they were already not going to shoot against us. Bin Laden? Maybe, I guess, but we didn't really do, like, a mass helicopter. I feel like that'd be insane. C-130s hold roughly 90 paratroopers, but I don't think we can do paratroopers because that would also be insane. I don't think so. I think, like, again, if they did paratroopers within 30 minutes, you would see shaky handheld video camera footage posted to social media from Iranian civilians of US soldiers getting shot out of the sky. You would see a big blanket of the parachutes against the sky and flashes of light, and you'd see little mists of red as people, as they're shot out of the sky, as they're like, paratroopers are supposed to be small elite teams that are going behind enemy lines. This time they'd be landing on the fortified military position, which is crazy, and there'd be videos of it. Yeah, you'd be parachuting on the target rather than behind the target, and there'd be videos of it. I guarantee you would see some insanely like disconnected, nonchalant guy watch as a paratrooper fell from the sky and landed with a wet splat on the fence separating his house from his neighbors, and he would film it as the guy came down. It would, like, we cannot do a paratrooper drop on a military base. You would do parachuting at night. The IRGC don't have night vision ubiquitous. Yeah, but you could still, like, fire flares. I'm sure they could do something. I don't know. Just fire the flares up, and they're coming down. The Marine vet said they have small landing craft plus air cover. But which ship would they use to get close enough to deploy the small landing craft? You know what I mean? Because you'd need hundreds or thousands of soldiers to take the island. It's worth noting that even the best case scenario, like a very well executed, coordinated, like combined arms assault on the island, even the best case scenario would be probably one of the most bloody military operations in decades, if not the most bloody. Like, there would be casualties, and it would look really bad. Like, just, we would, like, bodies being moving back. They bombed Karg? No, I know that. That's why we're talking about it. Russia sent elite paratroopers to the Kyiv airport back in 22 and got wiped out. Yeah, it was pretty dumb of them. I think you're thinking about this more than Hegseth and Trump are. Don't underestimate the stupidity. I know they're very stupid. I'm only talking about what I think will happen if they do that. That's all. You're fantasizing about something that's not going to happen? What do you mean fantasizing? I'm just talking about the possibility of it happening. We know that Trump and some military commanders have discussed doing this. I'm just talking about the potential outcomes of different ways of them doing it. I'm not fantasizing about it. I feel like every version of this, no matter what, plays out insane. Like every version of this is crazy. I really do wonder if the Iranian regime is invested in pillboxes and machine gun positions on the island. I'd be surprised if they didn't, right? Like, wouldn't they? I don't know. I'm not an IRGC commander, as far as you guys know, but if were I given the opportunity, I would in fact put like bunkers and pillboxes on the island of Karg. I would have decades ago. But I'm no expert. Yeah, it's called theory crafting, all right? It's called theory crafting. This is very upsetting. I'm sorry. No one in the stream is qualified to talk about military tactics, especially Vosh. The military isn't dumb. They use what they use for a reason. Well, the problem with that, for one, is that I'm not saying the military is dumb. I'm only talking about my understanding of their option on the table. And problem number two is that the military is dumb, because the commander-in-chief is a retard. Like, the military... like, the guy in charge of the military does kind of set the mental temperature of the military. This whole fucking thing is dumb. All of this was already dumb. Hegseth is dumb. Sorry, I have to deal with this from chat. It's okay. I'm just curious how it's going to play out. I'm no armchair general. I just don't understand how this works. Gives a really good... wow. Okay, hold on. Photo from 1973. That is a great photo. Man, it really gives you a perspective on how small the island is. Look at that. It is cute. It's a cute island, yeah. Iran hit 5 U.S. Air Force planes? What? 5 U.S. Air Force refueling planes were struck and damaged on the ground at Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia. The planes, which were hit during an Iranian missile strike in the Saudi base in recent days, were damaged, not fully destroyed, and are being repaired. Huh. 5? They had 5 planes all next to each other? We had 5 refueling planes just sitting next to... We're so arrogant, man. We're so fucking arrogant, dude. Holy shit. The military does what they do for a reason. Yeah. Got you deduced. I see it. I see it. I see it. To be fair, the US has over 600 air-to-air refueling planes. Yeah, but how many? Like, I don't know. I feel, again, I'm not a general, and I probably never will be. I just feel like the one thing Iran has shown they can do is strike our bases in the Middle East from a distance. So I feel like if you were refueling the refueling planes, you would try to stagger them to mid. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the U.S. military is conducting this very efficiently, and we're all just naysayers from the outside. I don't know. I don't know.